WGIL, Tom Arida, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning as we hit the weekend, the intermission coming our way. Next week is National Health Center Week, August 12th through the 18th, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning as we've got some folks here from the Knox County Health Department. Good morning to, first off, Aaron Olson, the Director of Wellness and Health Promotion and Public Information Officer. Good morning. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Stacey Simpson. Stacey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good.
Erica Baumgartner as well. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in with us here today. Well, National Health Center Week, and I guess, number one, Aaron, this is probably, is it... I guess to kind of let people know about health departments like the Knox County Health Department and services available?
Yes. It's a week to make aware that we do have a federally qualified health center at the health department. We wrote a grant way back in 2010 and 11 and received a federally qualified health center grant in 2012, which allowed us to add on to our building and put in the Knox Community Health Center, which is what you will find. We have two entrances to our building, and that is what you will find on the far west side with it. We got this grant. We've been able to expand over the years, you know, adding doctors, nurses, dental, you know, behavioral health, all of that. And this whole campaign is just to raise awareness about the accomplishments of what health centers do to help people who might not have any insurance. Maybe they do, and they can still walk in through our building. You know, they can still walk into our building, and anybody can utilize these services no matter where they live at.
Yeah, so there's always an option for people. They may not know that.
You're exactly right. That is one thing we are – that you find across. You know, there's health centers all over the United States, and this whole week is just to raise awareness about those health centers and raise awareness to people out in our communities, whether they're in the rural or they are in, you know, a big city or a small village, that these are there for them. And anybody can come in, no matter what their age or anything, and utilize our services.
That's Aaron Olson, Stacey Simpson joining us as well this morning. Stacey, tell us about your role.
I'm Director of Operations. So we have medical, dental, behavioral health. We have three full-time dentists, a part-time dentist, two full-time hygienists, two part-time hygienists, nurse practitioner, a doctor in medical, two nurses there. And behavioral health, we have a psych APN, two counselors, and we are just starting telepsych.
So this is a fully staffed medical office, then, is what we're looking at.
Yes.
Yeah. And so as far as Aaron mentioned, that, you know, kind of all walks, if you have insurance, you don't have insurance, how kind of explain how it works as far as somebody just walking in off the street?
What we can do is we also work off of a sliding fee scale. So you would take the gross amount of a 30 days of total household income, and then depending on how many people are in the household, and then there's a slide that we can work off of to have that as a reduced fee. We also accept insurances, so we can bill the insurance, and you can still qualify for the sliding fee also. So you would pay, if your copay was 20 but you qualified for 10 on the sliding fee, you would pay the lesser of the two, or vice versa.
So for somebody that does have insurance, but it's one of those ridiculous, crazy things, and they can hardly afford it, this is something possibly more affordable for them.
Yes, definitely, and especially the ones that have very high deductibles.
Well, and then there are also people that have health insurance, but then no dental. So here you go. Here's
another
option.
And then you would qualify for our sliding fee scale.
All right. Erica Baumgartner as well. Erica, tell us about your role.
Yeah, I'm the marketing and community outreach specialist. So I've really been tasked with overseeing this whole week that we have coming up. So I'd like to just kind of share some of those events with the community. So starting out on Monday, we're going to have our Social Media Monday. So all throughout the week, we're really going to be encouraging the community to really engage with us on social media. We're going to have a Snapchat filter that we're going to have that, you know, if you come into our facility, you can snap a photo and share it just to show people that you're supporting our healthcare heroes. Sure. We're also really going to push that, you know, we want people to be engaging with us because we really want to create a community. So get on Facebook, look us up, Knox Community Health Center, look us up on Instagram, yeah, so then we're going to be moving through the week. We'll be having a staff appreciation day because the whole theme of National Health Center Week is focused on heroes. So we're really wanting to appreciate our staff. We're going to be constantly posting things on social media about, you know, you know, things that we're doing to go out of the way for the community and our patients. And then we're going to have Patient Appreciation Day, so we're going to have a raffle. So we're going to allow patients to actually, you know, sign up for that raffle and get a cool gift, you know, just for coming in and being a part of our community. So we are also having a coloring contest. The deadline just ended for that. We've got a bunch of really cool submissions from kids, and we're going to be hanging those up. So we got a lot of fun stuff going on.
Pretty full week then. Is there a special hashtag for the week?
It's just hashtag, it's NCHW18. Mm-hmm. Yep, National Health
Center. Just going to let the national one, because there's a whole big national site, and with the national site, you can put all your events on there. So there's over 1,000 different health centers that'll be doing events and putting these hashtags on. There's also a video contest that for the first time the health department and the health center are putting together a superhero video. So that will be hitting the airwaves soon.
Right.
So you will be able to see all of us in superhero costumes and masks and capes. And we're just trying to make it fun because healthcare, you know, it can be
not the funnest thing
every once in a while. And what we try to do, you know, is we're trying to treat patients for a fraction, you know, of cost. Seeing insured, uninsured, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, sliding fee. And we also have a 340B program, which is a prescription program where people can come in and they can talk to the staff and they can see if they qualify for this program to hopefully, because if you don't have a prescription card or you can't afford your meds, sometimes that's hard because we have a lot of people, you know, I mean, no matter who you are, if you can't afford it, I'll cut it in half or I'll skip this day or I'll skip this day. And you can come in and talk to the staff. And you can sit down with, you know, a nurse practitioner, or we have a new doctor coming on staff on the 20th, and they can work through your medical plan with you. And if you are, you know, treating some things, you know, you might just need to see that doctor. But you know what? In order to treat some things, you know what? I might need to see that counselor for a couple minutes just because I need to talk to somebody for a minute. And we have them right across the hall from each other. So we can integrate and make it your personal healthcare home. So everything is there when you walk in from seeing that doctor, seeing that dentist, talking to somebody, getting a simple immunization to get your kid ready for school. It's just trying to incorporate that all together and supporting the heroes that we do have in our building, because we have our heroes from our upfront staff who are answering that phone, who are putting all that stuff into the computer, to our nurses, to everybody in that building. And it's all about having fun. But it is also showing our community and the surrounding counties and communities that we are here for them, and we are their health center, and we're there to help them.
National Health Center Week is next week. From the Knox Community Health Center, Aaron Olson, Stacey Simpson, Erica Baumgartner. You said this was developed through a grant. How many years now?
We received the grant in June of 2012.
So 12.
Yeah, and we have grown from a staff at the health department of about 25, and we are up to 56 staff. So that's also another big thing, and that is a lot of heroes in one building that has grown and added that many more jobs to a community. So we are grateful to our county and to our community for supporting us through everything that we're going through.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, Stacey, is have you seen the numbers go up in people actually using the facility throughout the years?
Yes, definitely.
That's definitely a good thing.
Yes.
But I guess, and part of the point of this, there's still probably way more people out there. The numbers are probably way higher that either don't know or just have not used the services for whatever reason. But I guess that's part of the point. We want to get that word out that these facilities, these providers are available for people.
Yes, definitely. Last year we had 4,508 patients that were seen at the Knox Community Health Center that were unduplicated. So.
Yeah. And I think what's our doctor's name that we're adding here pretty soon?
Dr. Weikert.
Mm-hmm. Will be coming onto staff. So we'll have a full-time doctor on, you know, that will be there. And I think that's, you know, everybody likes to have, you know, their doctor. They know who they're going to come see. And we will have him, and he will be taking patients. You know, they'll be scheduling those patients as soon as he gets there and getting them going. So if you need care and you don't have care, or you're going through something right now, or you just want to see if your insurance will cover because you can hit medical, dental, and behavioral health on one building, give them a call because they can look that up. Erica, you know, can look up to see, you know, if it's covered. We take most major medical insurances, so that's a big thing.
We also have care coordination, and so she helps to remove all barriers for the patients to make it easier for them to come to the appointments, whether it be transportation or needing to get the appointments together, or if they're needing referred somewhere, she can help do that for the patients. And Nobody's turned away due to payment.
I was going to say, I suppose for somebody, sometimes it might be hard to get there. And then when you get there, it's like, well, I need to see the doctor. I need to see the dentist. And you just try to get it all in one fell swoop,
one-stop
I guess.
Shop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. So what are the hours of the health center?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. And phone number that if somebody wants to call for more information?
309-344-2225.
National Health Center Week coming up next week. It sounds like, Erica, you got some really fun things planned. And kind of run down some of the things again, especially how the public can participate.
So we've got things going on Facebook. And like Aaron mentioned, you really want to keep an eye on that to look for that video, because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We've spent a lot of time putting it together. It's just been a blast. Everyone at the health center has just been so much fun. It's nice to take a little bit of break from, you know, the regular routine and, you know, put on some masks and capes and dance around. But we will have our Snapchat filter. We'll have a Facebook frame that you can actually use. And then, you know, we're going to have a raffle. So if you come in, you can submit your name in that to win some cool, healthy prizes. And just all around, just keep checking us out and seeing what we're up to for the week, because we're having a blast.
Just stop in and see us. We would gladly tour you around the building. Just come in and check our building out. I mean, we're right on Fremont Street, right next to Galesburg High School. Pull in the parking lot, you know, come in and just visit us. And we love to walk people around and give you the history of the building and everything. 25 years strong, so we're pretty proud of that.
Absolutely. Knox County Health Department and the Knox Community Health Center as well, out on West Fremont Street, just down from the high school. You can't miss it. And anything else we need to know about the health center or health week coming up next week?
We're just, we are always taking new patients, so come in and see us, and we'd love to be your healthcare home.
Aaron, Stacy, Erica, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.